rest of the story. From the moment he arrived in the hospital, Douglas Bader was dying. The British Royal Air Force cadet had crashed on maneuvers, a particular tragedy as it was peacetime. Miraculously enough, they had been able to extricate him from the wreckage, but now as the hospital staff gathered around the crumpled, unconscious, barely breathing body, they grew determined not to let this young airman slip away without a fight. It was December 14, 1931. After a quick perusal of the x-rays, doctors wheeled Douglas into emergency surgery. The patient had already lost more blood than he could afford to lose. Vital signs were ebbing. There was scarcely time to clean up the torn mess and close the wounds, then saline injections. Douglas was sinking fast. He was taken to a private room where doctors began combating post-operative shock. The staff was astonished to find the RAF flyer still alive, though just barely, the following morning. By then, his mother had arrived. He was being sedated in another room. Surgeons had leveled with her. The prognosis was grim. And worse still, if Douglas had any chance of surviving at all, there must be another operation, which in itself might be too much for him. So the second surgery was performed. The pilot was almost gone now. As the surgeon closed, the young nurse began crying. It all seemed so sad and so unnecessary. And then the anesthetist said quietly, "The heart has stopped." The operating room fell silent, and somebody took the airman's wrist. Nothing. But now this is the rest of the story. Once upon a time, in our rather recent history, there was an RAF squadron leader, I mean an ace Spitfire fighter pilot, named Douglas Bader. He played a major role in the Dunkirk patrol. He was among the heroes of the Battle of Britain. At one point, he had flown more missions than anyone else in the entire fighter command. On the list of the deadliest RAF pilots ever, he ranked number 5. He would blast 30 enemy aircraft out of the sky before the Second World War was over. Throughout that war, an inspiring myth sprang up around ace Douglas Bader that he was bulletproof and bomb-proof, and considering his penchant for puffing his pipe in the cockpit, even fireproof. Even the German pilots began to believe that Douglas Bader could not be killed. Well, of course, you know that Douglas Bader had already died. That's right, he had already died. On an operating table in December of 1931, before the war. And yet that day, December of 31, after agonizing seconds, the stout heart restarted. Douglas recovered. One day to soar onto the pages of aviation history. Now, there is one more thing that you should know. The doctors saved Douglas's life, but they could not save his legs. That's right, when he awakened from that second surgery. This is long before his record as a fighter ace. When he awakened from that second surgery, both legs were gone, but who needs legs when you have wings? And now you know the rest of the story.